I'm Leith Kramer with Mission Network News. India's northern state of Rajasthan recently passed a draft bill that could lead to prison sentences of up to 10 years for people accused of forcing religious conversions. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says legislation like this is often used against believers, and justice is rare.
Christians are arrested, and then it's months or years in some cases later when the case is actually decided. The police arrest you, and then they ask questions later while you're sitting in a jail cell.
Now, if the bill becomes law, Rajasthan would become the 12th state with anti-conversion legislation on the books.
It would be very easy to kind of withdraw, hunker down, and stop sharing the gospel. Let's pray that there is still that sense of boldness. We're going to do what God calls us to do, even if there is risk.
And voice acting opportunities are leading children to Christ in the Middle East, where Keys for Kids Ministry distributes audio scripture.
We're getting ready to distribute about 5,000 units into northern Pakistan and Afghanistan in the Pashto language.
Greg Yoder says local kids helping record content are responding to the gospel. Among those is a boy whose father was a suicide bomber.
This young man didn't understand a real relationship with a father. And through the stories of Keys for Kids, he came to an understanding of what a heavenly father is like and how the heavenly father, through Jesus Christ, provided a way of salvation to all who believe. He came to saving faith in Jesus Christ as he was just being a voice actor in this whole process.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.